Geralt runs support groups for caregivers in various sites around the region. She says many people come to those groups pretty stressed out.
Because they're dealing with their mom or their dad in early stages of dementia or some sort of physical ailment that they're having to take care of 24/7. They don't know what to do. They're just out there by themselves. So when they come into a group of people that are already dealing with those situations, their stress level reduces just knowing they're not in it alone. And then we are able to provide speakers on different topics that are relevant to them, all the way down to how can I get mom to take a bath.
It's interesting you say their stress level goes down. There must be a lot of stories swapped before the meeting begins.
Well, some of the meetings, that's all it is. You know, this is my situation. I don't know how to get the keys away from dad. He still wants to go drive. Or what do I do when they're going out of the house and at night? You know, I can't tie them down. What am I supposed to do? If nothing else, they know they're not in it alone.
There's got to be a lot of dealing with family dynamics when it comes to caregivers. I mean, from my own experience, it seems like there's always one person in the family who gets it all on their shoulders.
Right. Caregiving is definitely not for sissies. True, there's usually one person in the family that, even from childhood, he's the one that always has his head on his shoulders and knows how to work through situations, or she's the one that can manage the money, or she's the one that's more compassionate. So it kind of trickles down to who's the best capable of taking care of the situation. It has to be somebody that has a great attitude, that has to have compassion, that is resilient, it's realistic, and somebody that's not going to be easily depressed about having to take care of a situation. So family meetings are good in the beginning. Who's going to be the one to take care of mom? Who's going to be the one to take care of dad? Or the best case scenario is we'll all work together and here's the schedule. But that doesn't always work.
Is there a certain age of people that you deal with, or is it just run the gamut?
Generally speaking, the caregivers are older. I would say most of the caregivers I deal with are 60 and older. But there are some younger, depending on what the situation is. Of course, with Alzheimer's disease, there's early onset Alzheimer's, and there's physical disabilities and people that are way younger than what you would normally think.
Are there different concerns for people who are dealing with a family member with Alzheimer's as opposed to dealing with someone with a disability who isn't mobile?
Absolutely, because the physical disabilities, although are bad, generally speaking, most people that are just suffering from some physical ailment have all their capacity to consent. That may be even a little harder than dealing with someone that doesn't have the capacity to consent, because they're going to be more likely to argue with the kind of care that you think they should get versus what they should have. And then the people that are dealing with folks with dementia and Alzheimer's disease is a whole different dynamic, of course.
If you were to have a bunch of caregivers in the room right now, and I asked them this question, my life would be so much easier if someone would just, what would they say?
Getting the right kind of care in the home to keep their loved one in the home as long as possible, as long as is reasonable, I should say. And that's a challenge, because if insurance won't pay for the kind of care they need and they don't have the money to do it, that's a big, big problem. That's where we come in, trying to provide services in the home. So I would think that if they could have all of the care for their loved one in the home, giving them some respite out of the home, I think that's the biggest need.
In the end, do most caregivers end up having to put somebody into a facility?
For the most part, they do. A lot of them, even if they go to facilities and they get to the end stages of Alzheimer's or dementia, sometimes they prefer to bring them back home and have hospice care come in. They struggle with that again because of the guilt of putting them into a facility, but a lot of times once they do it, then they realize they're getting better care. I'm taking better care of myself, just visiting them two or three times a week rather than being their 24-hour caregiver.
After that happens, do they still come see you?
Oh, yes. In fact, this last year we lost a lot of our folks to death, and some of the caregivers even have returned to the meetings after that. In fact, I had a little meeting, kind of a remembrance meeting for some of the ones that we lost a few months back, and it was very, very healing, I think, not only for them, but for new people that came in to hear those stories and hear how much it helped to come in and talk to people in similar situations.
Margaret Geralt is the activity supervisor for the Council on Aging of West Florida. You can hear our full conversation and get information about support groups for caregivers, including grandparents caring for grandchildren, at our website, www.wf.org. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.